From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Funeral services are being held in the United States Thursday for Philando Castile, one of two black men shot to death by police, setting off days of protests, some turned violent. Improving relations between police and the community was the focus of a town hall meeting Wednesday night, including President Barack Obama. Participants say hearing each other's concerns is helpful.
At a time in our country when we're talking past each other, the president's convening allowed us to hear one another, not to agree on everything, but to find a place where we could make sure our voices were heard, and most importantly, where some sort of common humanity was reestablished between us all.
President Obama has devoted his attention this week to the gun violence directed at police officers as well as shootings by police. The focus comes days after a black Army veteran killed five police officers in revenge for police shooting black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Suspense appears to be building Thursday in the United States over Donald Trump's election for a running mate. The presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee is narrowing his choice for vice president and plans to make the pick public on Friday. Among the likely choices are Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who appeared at a fundraiser with Trump this week, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, or New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who dropped out of the race to be the Republican nominee and threw his support behind Trump. The Republican National Convention will be held next week in Cleveland. And U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg backing away from some critical comments about Donald Trump, saying Thursday her statements were ill-advised. She said judges should avoid commenting on a candidate for public office. Ginsburg had earlier said she couldn't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as president. Trump responded by calling for Ginsburg's resignation. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Russia has never asked him to relinquish power. His comment is being made public as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow, where he is expected to push for a revised ceasefire and roadmap to peace in Syria. In an interview with NBC News, Assad said he has never heard a single word from Russian leaders regarding him leaving office. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson are pledging to work closely together as NATO allies to address challenges and meet responsibilities around the world. Kerry and Johnson agreed to meet at next week's Foreign Affairs Council in Brussels. Just a day into the job, Johnson is pledging to reshape Britain's global profile.
On Europe, clearly we have to give effect to the will of the people in the referendum, but that does not mean in any sense leaving Europe. There's a massive difference between leaving the EU and our relations with Europe, which, if anything, I think are going to be intensified and built up at an intergovernmental level.
Johnson was among the leaders of the campaign to drop out of the EU. His election as foreign secretary by new Prime Minister Theresa May came as a surprise to some political observers. Police in western Kenya say a suspected extremist from the militant group Al-Shabaab shot and killed four police officers and has taken several inmates hostage. Police say the suspect was detained at the police station when he managed to take a police officer's gun and began shooting. Early in the day Thursday, police say members of Al-Shabaab unsuccessfully attacked a police station in Kenya's coastal region. A U.S. judge has sentenced a Chinese national to 46 months in prison for conspiring with two other suspects in China to hack into the computers of major American defense contractors and smuggle the information to China. Court records say they targeted warplanes as well as Boeing's C-17 military cargo aircraft program. And a new medical study out shows that being too fat can cut your life by as much as 10 years. The study in the medical journal Lancet looked at the histories of millions of non-smoking adults in dozens of countries between 1970 and 2015. The study says being fat is far more dangerous for men than for women. Experts have already linked obesity to heart disease, stroke, and cancer. You can have details on these stories and much more news. All it takes, you can just join us at voanews.com. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.